Hi, I'm Michelle Simon.
Hi, I'm Tammy O'Shea.
And when we're not leading the marketing efforts of Sona Bank
or Fidelity Bank,
we're listening to the Power Plug Podcast.
Are you a woman ready to charge up her business? You're in the right place. This is the Power Plug Podcast by Fidelity Bank, where we believe in your POWER, the potential of women entrepreneurs realized, and all women with an entrepreneurial spirit. Each episode is filled with practical advice, tools, and tips to help you build your business and keep you energized. Now, for your host, Mary Foley.
Mary Foley here, and welcome to the Power Plug Podcast, the place for all women in business with an entrepreneurial spirit to power up their business. Today, we have an extra special treat. We have not one, but two powerful women with us who believe in supporting other powerful women in business. Now, both are successful bank marketers. Both are on the American Bankers Association Marketing Advisory Board. And both help each other reach out to more and more women who could benefit from the Power Program. Michelle Simon is the Chief Marketing Officer of Sona Bank in Virginia and co-founder of the original Power Program. And Tammy O'Shea is the Chief Marketing Officer of Fidelity Bank, who brought the Power Program to New Orleans. And together, they are a powerhouse of ideas and expertise on digital marketing. And today, we're going to tap into their big brains and even bigger hearts to learn how we can all get smarter about our own digital marketing efforts. Michelle and Tammy, welcome to the Power Plug Podcast.
Thanks for having us, Mary.
Yes, appreciate it.
I'm glad you're both here. I meant it when I said big brains and even bigger hearts, and I've got a lot of questions for you. So before I even dive into digital marketing, I want to back up a little bit. Because some listeners have not realized that the Power Program is currently in two banks in two different parts of the country. So I want to give a little background. Michelle, since you're the co-founder and creator of the Power Program, let's start with you. Tell us how the Power Program got started and how it expanded to New Orleans.
Sure. So the Power Program got started just over 4 years ago. I was given the task to figure out how we could be different by our CEO, and I'll have to say our biggest power advocate, Joe Sharon. Many of the women listening have met Joe. One of the things with the reason that we created Power was because banks traditionally, especially community banks, tend to try to be all things to all people and not really focus on what they're especially good at or what we marketers call niche marketing. So after doing some research and kind of taking all the conversations that I had with Joe and our leadership team in and attending many networking events in the Richmond, Virginia market, we decided that, or we thought that, you know, we could do something different and approach women in business with a program that no one else could offer. It really was a grassroots approach where we really did our research. So we talked to tons of women in the market throughout the state of Virginia, really trying to understand what would be the ideal banking experience for them. And what was interesting and delightful at the same time was we found out it was less about the products and services, less about the banking services that we could provide, but it was more about how we treat each other. It was more about the resources that we could provide to the women entrepreneurs and women in business and how we could truly bring value to them. So, therefore, on September 15th, 2015, Power was born. How Fidelity got involved is Tammy and I have been friends for years. Tammy and I, not going to give the year, but we actually attended the American Bankers Association Bank Marketing School years ago, and we have stayed in contact over the years, and we've leaned on each other as resource for one another. And so when I brought Power to EVB at the time, Tammy was aware of that, and we shared, you know, the successes, and she was a huge advocate back then and, you know, really wanted to think about this bringing it on to Fidelity.
Tammy, I would just love to know what was it about the Power Program that you said, I want to bring this to New Orleans?
Well, I don't think you could argue with the research and the potential opportunity in an underserved market that women in business represented. At the time at the bank, we were just really launching a small business strategy and had hired dedicated small business bankers to serve this market. I really saw Power as a way to define a niche within the small business banking market. You know, a lot of banks say they're about small business and they serve small business, but what does that really mean? Every bank defines small business differently. And a community bank, what we define as small business, is actually much smaller than, say, what a large regional or national bank would define small business. So Power really brought some definition and some clarity around who we were targeting and how we would target them. We're glad to be partners. And as Michelle said, we have a long history, so we're able to communicate really well with each other. And I think that's a big part of it.
And I love the idea of learning how we can all get smarter about our own digital marketing efforts for our own business from, hey, you guys, the chief marketing officers with Power Programs. And we've already heard about some of the success, and many of us listening, our customers, and experienced that. So Michelle, I want to ask you this. We hear of things like website marketing, SEO, email marketing, social media marketing, blogs, videos, apps. I mean, you know, the list goes on. Exactly what is digital marketing to you?
Okay. So if you really try to look at the textbook definition of what is digital marketing, it's basically marketing that you use to reach your customer through digital channels. So, you know, if you really think of it from that perspective, it kind of helps frame it up, because I think a lot of people, and myself included, until we actually did a talk on this at the ABA Marketing Conference, you think digital marketing is just website, social media, and you know, that's it. It's, yeah, traditionally it is, you know, your website, your social media, but we also look at it through any aspect that digitally touches a customer. So that can be email marketing. We at the bank, we use on-hold marketing, you know, on our phone systems. We do e-newsletters, digital TV displays in some of our offices, banner advertising. We don't use text marketing, but text messaging is one. I mean, the list can go on and on and on. I think the big takeaway with this, what is digital marketing, is that it's more than just your website and your Facebook page. And it's a way to digitally get your message out to your consumer through multiple channels.
Got it.
That's, you know.
Well, and what you said about it's any aspect that touches the customer. So this aspect can keep growing. The ways of touching people in a digital way can keep growing. And Tammy, I'm wondering, what are some of the new digital marketing trends that you're seeing emerging that all of us should know about?
Mobile. It's really all about mobile these days. You know, we happen to be running a promotion right now where clients and prospects can register to win. We're seeing 90% of the registrations are coming through the mobile arena. So, you know, 24/7, our cell phones are usually within 2 feet of wherever we are. So really concentrating on digital marketing efforts that are going to display and display correctly in a mobile environment is important. And really drilling that down even further, most of our time on mobile is spent in an in-app experience. So if you think about when you have your mobile phone, you're usually looking at Facebook, or you're looking at Instagram, Twitter, you know, ESPN, but all of that time is really spent within an app. So having a strategy that will allow your display ads to be showcased in a mobile environment is important. I think the other new trend, Facebook rules the roost and they change things just about every week, but organic is slowly dying, or I should say really rapidly dying now. So thinking that you can just post something and all your fans or followers are going to see it is not the case anymore. You have to throw some dollars behind it if you want people to see that content.
Now, I know that everyone listening, even if there are two businesses that do what seems like the same thing, no two businesses are exactly the same, or do they connect with their ideal clients in exactly the same way? So I'm curious for both of you, what are some of the top ways that you use digital marketing today to connect with women in business in your area and for each of your respective banks? And also, why did you choose that approach? And Tammy, since you were just commenting, why don't we start with you?
So at Fidelity Bank, we're very active on social media. The Power model includes a closed Facebook group for members. So that's one of the ways we try to connect in a safe environment for our members. We also have a dedicated Power pages on Instagram and Facebook, as well as our Fidelity Bank brand pages. So social media is one of the first ways we connect. But we also do targeted display ads, as I mentioned, in the mobile environment, specifically to women in business. We find video content performs very well. So we spend a good bit of our digital marketing budget creating video content.
I love that. I love the experimentation of it too. What's working at Bosona Bank for the Power Program there, Michelle?
Sure. So we use digital primarily to keep our clients informed, our Power women informed of news, promotions, certainly about Power, but also, you know, we use it to educate and inform about other lines of businesses within the bank. We also use it for onboarding our new customers to share the benefits of the program, because with Power, you know, there's so much that you can have. You could take advantage of the education, the podcast like we're doing today. You can take advantage of the events. You know, we now have a Power blog. We have, you know, all kinds of different opportunities for you depending upon where you are in your business, what type of business you are, if you are, you know, have the ability to attend or not attend. So we use that. We use digital to onboard our new customers and to keep them informed of how to get involved, promote events. We use video as well. We're not as in-depth into video as Fidelity is, primarily, I think, because of our staff, our staffing model. We don't have the staff to do that. But when we do videos, we'll do quick tutorial videos, or we'll actually work with a client that will record on our behalf and get that out as well. I think one of the big takeaways for Power is that it gives us the ability to also tell a story quickly and efficiently with little production. You know, Tammy talked about, you know, the video that they do, but you also have the ability to highlight your customers, highlight your women in business, whether they've and celebrate with them. So if they've won an award or they have a new business venture or a new product launch, we want to promote that. That's the mission of Power, is it's all about the woman. It's all about believing in the power of you. And so by using digital, we're able to do that. Nothing has to be perfect. That's the beauty of digital. You know, with our cell phones today, you have the ability to take videos right there, or you can hire a production crew. But with digital, you know, one of the things that I think is very important is to be transparent and be real. You don't have to be fake and have a different voice. You want your voice to be just like it is, whether or not the customer's sitting in front of you or, you know, in your business location, on the phone, out talking to you, whatever avenue it is that you choose to communicate with your customer. But using digital just like you would other marketing channels to help get your message across.
I love, these are all such great specific ideas, and my brain is already going with, you know, could I do that in my business? Could I use that to reach out? Hey, listen, Tammy, Michelle, we have to take a quick break, but I've got some more questions for you. So hold on and we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Liz Brockman, in charge of Power at Fidelity Bank. As a woman in business, you know that it all comes down to great relationships with your customers, employees, suppliers, and your bank. That's why we're excited about our new Power program. We have designed to meet not only your financial needs to grow your business, but also your non-financial ones, like practical know-how, savvy connections, and trustworthy resources. Whether it's our online Power member directory, member-only Facebook group, sponsored events, or more, we are your community partner to help your business succeed and flourish. At Fidelity, we're here for powerful business. When women in business succeed, we all do. To find out more, go to fidelitybankpower.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back. This is Mary Foley, and today is a special treat. We're talking with Michelle Simon, Chief Marketing Officer of Sona Bank in Virginia, and Tammy O'Shea, Chief Marketing Officer of Fidelity Bank in New Orleans, and we're talking digital marketing. Now, as you have each transitioned from more traditional marketing to a traditional and digital marketing mix, what are some of the top lessons that you've learned? And in some ways, we've kind of maybe started in on that, but I'm wondering, Tammy, if you could start with some of the takeaways of some top lessons to keep in mind.
Well, I touched on it a little bit earlier, but I think one of the big lessons I've learned, as much as we would like it to be, you know, Facebook isn't free, especially on a business page. So you need to concentrate on allocating some dollars, and it could just be 5 to 10 to go ahead and try to boost your post, and so that it will travel to see more of your fans. But speaking of that, from a social perspective, I've also learned that the amount of fans that you have, the amount of people that you have following your page, really doesn't matter as much as having engaged fans. So you want to be posting content that means something to the audience that you're targeting, and knowing that they're going to like or share or comment is more important than having, you know, thousands of followers that, one, probably are never going to see your message because of Facebook algorithm, but two, really don't care about your message and it doesn't connect to them. So I think those are probably two lessons I've learned. The other is that you have to try a lot of different things. You know, it's important to test the waters in all social platforms, and also to add display ads to that mix. So, you know, it's great to have an Instagram page, to tweet, to post on Facebook, keep your LinkedIn account current, but you're also going to want to be doing some display ads that show up in all of those platforms. So not just organic posts, but having display ads and boosted content are the lessons I've learned.
Wow, those are great. You know, you, when you said Facebook isn't free, made me think, yeah, it's not free book. It costs money to get in front of their face. There we go. Find what Facebook stands for.
That's right.
Michelle, what are some of the top lessons that you've learned?
Sure. First one is to do your research. There are, and I talk about this all the time to people, there are tons of digital experts out there that will tell you something different. You can have four digital marketing advisors sitting in front of you, and you ask them one question, you'll get four different answers. So I think that one thing is to definitely try the channels out before committing. Try, you know, do your research on your own as well. And, you know, you can listen to people at face value, but you can also really find out, you know, what's going to work for your business. For example, we don't use Twitter at Sona Bank Power. I get that question all the time. How come we don't use Twitter? We don't use Twitter because we don't have the bandwidth to respond quickly as we would want to within a small marketing department. So by doing our research and, you know, actually testing it out personally before I thought about bringing it on for Power, I realized, hey, this isn't going to work for us. But, you know, for Fidelity, it may work for them. The second one that I think is very important is to work within your budget. You don't have to spend a ton of money to make an impact. And Tammy mentioned, you know, testing it out and just getting started with Facebook. You can approach digital as simply as you can. You don't have to, you know, spend a ton of money on high production videos if you don't want to. You don't have to spend, you know, money on hiring a copywriter and a designer to make everything look perfect. I mean, just work within whatever it is your budget is. The other lesson that I have learned through Power, and especially on the Sona Bank side, and I mentioned this earlier, is to be yourself and to be transparent. People see right through your brand if you're being fake, or if you're not, you know, you're trying to talk in this eloquent language that doesn't really mirror up to who you are. So, and I've seen this, and I think businesses do this too, that, you know, you often feel you have to be perfect or have perfect messaging. Digital is an awesome way to promote your brand. It's an awesome way to promote your brand values, who you are, what you look like. And so I think just trying to step back and make sure that you do that and that you don't come across in a different voice that isn't unique to who you are.
I'm wondering, Michelle, you talked about working within your budget. Could you give us a little bit more about, as business owners, what it may be a guideline that we can use to figure out how much we should really spend on digital marketing?
I will tell you that in 2018, we definitely increased our spend in digital marketing, and I did the math to prepare for this, and we're probably at about close to 15% of our overall marketing budget this year, and a lot of that was trial and error. I will say that. We tried some things that didn't pan out, and we tried some things that definitely helped us. But now I know in 2019 where I want to be, and I'm going to increase that with our marketing spend. And the other thing I think by each year is you do more and more, because I went back and looked. Of course, we're in the budgeting season at the bank right now. Look back at where we started with digital 3 years ago, and we just over the years have incrementally increased.
You know, one of the things you had said earlier too, Tammy, was in terms of your lessons learned, that the amount of followers doesn't matter as much as engagement. And it made me think that, so if content is king, we've often heard that, then I would think having clients and prospects and supporters share our content on social in particular has got to be queen. How can we inspire others to freely and enthusiastically get involved in our digital marketing efforts so they can spread the word?
So for Fidelity Bank, we have several strategies around that. One is we have a social media team that we call our Fidelity Fam, and they are our brand ambassadors. So they all showcase really parts of their day, parts of their personal life, but they tie that back into their work environment in some way. So that's been a successful strategy. If your employees like what they're doing and they're engaged, their friends, their family, they're also going to become engaged in your brands. You know, people follow people, not so much businesses. So having inspiring people talking about your brand, I think, is very important. So our Fidelity Fam has been a successful strategy. But really the other thing we try to do is, you know, you hear a lot about having to create conversation. Oh, you need to create conversation on social. For us as a bank, we're not trying to create the conversation. We're trying to jump into the conversation that's already happening. So if you think about a cocktail party environment where there's a group of people talking and then you kind of have to work your way into that conversation, we have found that strategy tends to work well. Right now, the Saints are having an awesome season. So we're posting relevant content about the Saints. Our mortgage division is the proud mortgage lender. So there's a great tie-in there for us. But everybody's talking about the Saints. Everybody wants to learn more about the Saints. So posting about the Saints, jumping into that conversation that's already happening, has been an effective strategy for us.
I think with our approach to social media, we approached Social for Power as a vehicle to really connect our women with other women in business. And to also give them an opportunity to share their message or share their story. So we do a lot of tagging of our customers. You know, if it's something, like I mentioned earlier, an award or something new that they've got going on. So that's one way that we do it. We also use it as a way to, you know, share good news, and I'd say real news. You know, everything's all about fake news right now. So, you know, real news that's happening within our powerful women's business lives to you know, share and get engaged. You know, Tammy mentioned the closed Facebook page, and we created that because the mission behind that closed Facebook page, there's so many groups out there we know online that you can be part of, but the whole mission behind doing that Facebook page was to give our customers the opportunity to talk among themselves in a closed environment. So, and what is interesting about it is that we are seeing that business deals are getting done. Women are meeting other women, and most importantly, everyone is proud to be part of this program. And I say that that's just super powerful, in that they're proud to go on and share successes with one another, or share events that they're having, or give some kudos to a fellow power woman in the program, which just creates that whole community of power, which is exactly what our mission was when we sought out and created the program.
We are almost out of time. I can't believe it. I wanted to ask you this last question to wrap up, and that is, as you look back on the Power Program so far, what are you most proud of? Tammy, could you go first and answering that question?
I think I'm most proud of the organic connections that have been made. You know, Michelle talked a lot about that it really isn't about the products. It's really about the ability of taking this market that has been really underserved and not a lot of attention has been focused around, bringing them together, learning from them, being inspired by their energy, and seeing new friendships and new business connections happening right in front of our eyes. To me, that has been the most rewarding part of the Power Program.
That's neat. May not have come together, some of those connections, had it not been for that Power Program in New Orleans. That's neat.
Absolutely.
What about you, Michelle? What's something that you are most proud of?
I'm really just proud of Power. I'm proud of the way that our marketing with Power has actually produced results. And not to say that we're sitting here touting that we're great bank marketers, but you know, marketing, a lot of it is trial and error, and some things work and some things don't. Some will work for what Tammy's doing in New Orleans, but they're not going to work in Virginia and Maryland. So I think that's one of the things that I'm very proud of. I'm proud of the fact that there's a direct correlation to what we're doing behind the scenes through digital, not just digital marketing, but marketing in general and public relations, and how we're making an impact. And where you really can see that is that the phones are ringing. We're getting the email inquiries through our website, our Facebook posts. All of this is connected, and it is really super powerful. And you know, the probably the last thing I will say is, and you talked a little bit about this, Mary, is when you talk to a lot of our Power customers. I was just talking to one of our clients the other day, a sign vendor, and she said, you know, I had my best year this year because of Power, because of the connections that you guys gave us, that you introduced us to, you know, new customers, or you've given me the voice. Patty Smith of Midas Richmond says that. And, you know, that's really, you can't put dollars on that. You can't really say that just because of you, you've impacted because of everybody. But just seeing how this whole community has come together, and like Tammy said, you know, women in business still are underserved. And to see the impact that we're making in each other's lives, business-wise, but also personally, that's what I'm most proud of.
Well, that's a lot to be proud of, both of you. And I have to say, I'm proud to be part of Power as well, being the podcast host for both of you. And of course, I couldn't end today's conversation without letting everyone know that they can get more of these great podcasts like this one, where I get to talk to other women, both in Virginia and in New Orleans, about what they're doing in their business that can help us all. So if you live in Virginia, check out sonabankpower.com to see all the episodes and learn more about the Power Program in Virginia. And if you're in New Orleans, go to Fidelity Bank Power, or heck, go to both websites and learn from all these women on both all these podcasts. And Michelle and Tammy, thank you for this podcast. Thank you so much for being here. It's really been great.
All of us have powerful people in our lives, just like the one on today's Power Plug podcast. Our Power Program is unlike any other in our region. At Fidelity, we're bringing amazing women together to be part of something special. We not only have banking and financial options with women entrepreneurs in mind, we also provide opportunities for you to make valuable connections and to promote your business. At Fidelity, we're here for powerful business. When women in business succeed, we all do. To find out more, go to fidelitybankpower.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Whew, wow, that was fast. But we hope you are feeling re-energized to power up your business and go after your dreams. Make sure you stay recharged. Subscribe to the Power Plug Podcast at fidelitybankpower.com. so you can get the latest episode as soon as it comes out. Until next time, keep believing in the power of you, just like we do.